There are heroes whose names we never hear. A dedicated army of quiet volunteers, reaching out to feed the hungry, reaching out to save the land, reaching out to help their fellow man.
I know I can, know I can give you everything that I have anymore. All that I ever asked was for you to give me everything that you had and no more. 'Cause the days are getting shorter as the nights grow long, and I sit alone all day just writing these songs. But I can't see you anymore, 'cause you're all gone, you're all gone. When I was a young boy, you took me in and loved me as your own. The greatest love that anyone can ever know is the love from a mother's heart. Though we are far apart, I know. As the tears fall on my guitar, I look up at the stars. You are finally home. And I know I can, know I can give you everything that I have.
Wow, what a moving song that is. Makes me think of my own grandmother who took me in when I was very young. Today on the Mark White Show, we have Brandon Elder joining us. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Brandon.
Thanks, man. Happy to be a part of it.
Of course, that beautiful song reached millions of listeners through American Idol. And the Mark White Show is about encouraging and inspiring. And I believe that song can do just that for others.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. I was on American Idol this past year. And it was an awesome experience. And the first audition, I auditioned with an original song. That song was called Gone, and I had wrote it for a mom who passed away from breast cancer a few years ago. And was able to be in a couple of shows and made top 50. And it was a cool experience. First time out in L.A., so it was fun.
Let's go back to your younger days, how you were raised.
Yeah, so when I was young, the story is that when I was adopted and I was traded for a car to some family in Montgomery, Alabama. And then my mom came and got me, the woman who raised me came and got me and adopted me. And I lived, you know, pretty good life. There's several times where she worked 2, 3, 4 jobs at a time just to see that I, you know, got what I wanted, what I needed. And no dad in the house or nothing like that. But, you know, turned out pretty good, I guess.
Well, Brandon, I've covered breast cancer issues several times trying to bring awareness to through this show. If you would share with us when your mom passed away.
Yeah, so my mom passed away 3 years ago in July, and it started out as breast cancer. She battled with cancer for several years, about eight years, and it started out as breast cancer, and then she went through some chemo and some radiation and things like that. And it was all clear. They got it all clear. She was cancer-free for 2. And then it kind of came back, and when it came back, it just was kind of everywhere, you know, and there wasn't a whole lot they could do. And they actually thought she was going to pass away 2 years before she did, so we got an extra 2 years with her. We got lucky there.
Sure. What was your mom's name?
Patricia Elder.
And I know Patricia's legacy lives on through you, and that's really important that, of course, we carry that on through our loved ones after they're gone. Of course, breast cancer's taken a lot of our loved ones away, but we can carry on their legacy as you're doing now. And Brandon, if you would, share how you came about with the song Gone and, of course, what that means to you.
Okay, yeah, so shortly after, I'd say maybe a year after she passed away, I was living with a buddy of mine. And I had just gotten into really, really playing and singing and stuff, because I've only been doing this for about 2 years now. And I had really just figured out my way around the guitar somewhat. And so I just started writing. I started picking around on it and came up with this cool little two-chord riff. And so I just started writing a song for Mom, and then it kind of turned into what it was. I don't know. It, that is the quickest song I've ever wrote, probably the quickest song I ever will write. And so there wasn't a lot of pre-thought into it, you know. It just came out, and that's what it was. And that's probably why the guitar part on it a little bit boring. some ways, but just it's just simple song, you know.
Well, man, it sounds like love. Let the song flow.
Absolutely.
Tell me how you feel about music itself. We're at the holiday season coming up, and a lot of people are dealing with lost loved ones, whether that's years ago or just recently. But how can music, in your mind, play a part in healing them and helping them to feel better?
Well, I definitely think music heals. I mean, just as simple as you could be riding down the road having a terrible day and your favorite song comes on and now you all of a sudden forgot what happened 10 minutes ago, you know? And then also there's a local girl in the area, and she's 16 or 17 years old, about to be 17, I believe. And, she can hardly speak, and her parents let her listen to. She loves my music, and she listens to it all the time. And she's actually started being able to talk, you know, say the words that are in the songs that she listens to all the time.
Wow!
So just different stuff like that is really cool. And they sent me a video one time of they were riding in the car, and she was in the back seat, and they were filming. Them and her, and I can't remember what song that they were playing. Mom, I can't remember which one it is, but
no, that's fine.
She was singing along to it, and what she knew of it, and that was cool. So.
Well, and you know, and as well as I do, that eventually our voices will go away. The talents that we have will sometime be weakened. But what we leave inside the hearts of people and what that does to people, and that is the ripple effect. When we find our passion and what we love and it affects people in a special way, that's what lives on.
Absolutely.
Brandon, I appreciate you coming on the program today and sharing your story. And, of course, I hope that you continue to have success in your music pursuits, and I hope that it continues to touch the hearts of people, make lives better. And, of course, encouraging and inspiring people is the key to it. It sounds like you're doing just that.
Well, that's what we try to do. So I hope that everybody also keeps enjoying what we got to put out. And, if they can make it out to some shows, we got some local shows coming up in the area, playing a New Year's show in Gunnersville Fire by the Lake. So, anybody local that can come out and hang out with us and hear us perform Gone Live, y'all come out and hang out with us for a little while.
You've been listening to Brandon Elder of Brandon Elder Music. He is known from American Idol now, and he is a guy from Arab, Alabama, and we appreciate having Brandon on the program today.
Hey, thanks so much, man. I was glad to be a part of it.
When we come back, we're going to have Aaron Billa. Most of you remember Aaron from the show back earlier in the year, her husband Justin worked for the Mobile Police Department. He was shot and killed in the line of duty at the end of February. And we're going to talk to Aaron about the Justin Billa Memorial Foundation and a special item that they now have as part of that organization. So I hope you'll stick with me. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person, spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially, in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Paying too much for your water bill is the pits, but you know what they say, when life gives you the pits, dig a well. The solution is to call my friends at Commercial Drilling today. At CDI, customer service and a handshake still mean something. Give them a call at 256-679-8181.
You know the drill.
Are you tired of all the games, gimmicks, pressure, and huge commission fees from real estate agencies? Twins Realty is too. For great value and excellent service from a local family-owned business, call Kenita Hall with Twins Realty at 256-337-1606. Whether buying or selling, Kenita will personally tailor a solution perfectly suited to your real estate needs. That's 256-337-1606.
Call Kenita.
Traditions of Athens is independent living and assisted living. Maintenance-free, carefree living at its best. Located at 22171 Traditions Way in Athens, Alabama, you have to see it to believe it. Check them out at traditionsofathens.com or give them a call at 256-444-3255.
Come home to Traditions.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, member of Alabama High School Athletic Association, the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. Our new campus opens January 2019. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Athens Bible School.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay. And it's time a few of them were recognized.
As many of you who have stuck with The Mark White Show for this long know, Justin Billa worked for the Mobile Police Department. He was shot in the line of duty at the end of February. In May, during Police Week, I had his wife, Erin, on the program, and we talked about the situation and what they were facing as a family. And Erin, through it all, started the Justin Billa Memorial Foundation, and I have followed that. And there's some special news that came out just the other day, and I was excited about it because Aaron was talking about it back there in May, and now it has finally happened. Aaron Billa, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Always glad to have you, Aaron. And you have special news about the Justin Billa Memorial Foundation and something you've been working on for a while. If you would, tell our listeners about it.
Yeah, so early on, me and some of the other people that helped me with the foundation, we had the idea of the Billa Bears, because Justin always, from the beginning, kept some kind of toy in his car to give to the kids, and so I thought it would be special to have a bear that not only could be given to the kids, but could be given to the kids in reminder of Justin, because, you know, as you know, Taylor's too, and he won't remember his dad, and all these, you know, all the younger kids, they won't be able to know Justin, but through these bears, they'll be reminded of the sacrifice that he made and, you know, the legacy that he wanted to bring into this world.
Absolutely, and it really tells you what kind of officer Justin was. You know, we keep little toys and things of that nature because of circumstances that we face with children and young people, and try to have something for them as a comfort because they're facing some very difficult times. And it takes a special officer to have an understanding and a grasp of what these children are going through. And I know that Justin had just that. If you would describe Justin's love for children.
Justin has always loved kids, and I mean, that was the highlight of Justin's days whenever he got to hang out with the kids and just talk to them. And, you know, that grew even more once we had Taylor. I remember he was in, he was about to go into roll call when I found out I was pregnant with Taylor, and I called him, and the training officer ended up telling me how excited he was. And so that just, you know, really took off his love for kids once we had Taylor. And that was just as important to him as getting the bad guys off the street.
Well, speaking of Taylor, he has a very special day coming up himself, and it's not just Christmas, is it?
Nope. The 21st, he'll be 2 years old, so he's gotten to be a big boy.
What a special kid Taylor is. I've kept track of it. I love keeping up with your story, Aaron. And I know that it was difficult, and it still is difficult for you, the loss of Justin. But as I said before, I do appreciate the fact that you have decided to pay it forward, really, with Justin's legacy and what he meant. And I know that Justin would be so proud of what you've done to this point.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm really excited, and the precincts in Mobile, they've been last week, and actually I was talking this morning trying to put in another order for another 1,500 because those bears are going pretty quickly, and it's something that, you know, we want to continue over the years, not just a one-time thing.
And, of course, it takes money. So, Aaron, how can somebody be a part of this effort, to be a part of the Justin Billa Memorial Foundation and help this Billa Bear effort?
Well, there's a donate button on the website, and then eventually this next order, people have really, really responded to the bears and want, you know, to buy the bears. So this next order, I've put in enough so that way when the bears come in, I'm going to be able to sell the bears for $10 a piece.
Excellent. Well, and I'll get a bear here in the studio and set it in front of my microphone as a way of remembering Justin.
I'll send you one.
Well, I appreciate that, Aaron. And again, I appreciate you. I look forward to hearing more good news coming from the Justin Billa Memorial Foundation. And again, thank you for what you've done, Aaron. I appreciate you taking time today, and I hope that people will go to the Justin Billa Memorial Foundation Facebook page and find out how they can be a part of this and donate. And I hope that it grows nationwide.
I do too. Thank you so much for having me today.
Absolutely, Aaron. Well, you have a Merry Christmas, and we hope to get to talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
And that was Aaron Billa. She is the wife of Justin Billa, who lost his life in the line of duty working for Mobile Police Department at the end of February. Always good to talk to Aaron. And, of course, she has stepped up and started the Justin Billa Memorial Foundation in his honor. We appreciate her being on the program today. When we come back, we're going to have Jamie Bloyd. Jamie is the Director of Government Relations and External Affairs with the American Childhood Cancer Organization. So I hope you'll stick with me as we talk about that special organization. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
If you are looking to sell or buy a home, I would encourage you to call Kanita. Call Kanita at 256-337-1606 for all of your real estate needs. You can also find her on Facebook at Kanita Hall Realtor, as well as twinsrealtyco.com.
Call Kanita.
Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn, garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front-end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of The Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motor Homes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Losing a loved one is difficult, and many times dealing with the estate of a loved one makes it even more challenging. If you're facing what to do with the home or land of someone you love, give Kenita a call and let her walk you through the process. 256-337-1606. Kenita Hall Realty.
Hey, everybody, it's Bradley Walker, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Heroes come in every shape and size, making special sacrifices for others in their lives. No one gives them medals, the world don't know their names, but in someone's eyes, they're heroes just the same.
And we are back. You are listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. And I have with me on the line right now Jamie Bloyd. She is Director of Government Relations and External Affairs with the American Childhood Cancer Organization. Now, Jamie lives in Kentucky, but she sent me a special picture of a special young man. And I want to talk about that first. Jamie, welcome to The Mark White Show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, tell us about this picture that you sent me. I'll be posting it, but go ahead and share with the listeners about this.
Yeah, so the picture is my super survivor, Paxton. He's 10 years old now, and he was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer when he was 5. Stage 4 Burkitt's lymphoma leukemia, but we started back at basketball practice about 6 weeks after he finished his 8th round of chemotherapy, and he wants to play basketball at Auburn, which is giving us a boost since the University of Kentucky has a little bit of a basketball program.
Well, I tell you, you know, he keeps those hopes and dreams alive. It may just happen. I know Auburn has a pretty good basketball program, too.
Absolutely, yes. We actually have my first cousin play quarterback there at Auburn and has the record for the longest pass history of the football program. So that's how we got connected to Auburn. I think I might be Alabama resident before it's all over with.
There you go. Well, Jamie, if you would, tell us about your role there at the American Childhood Cancer Organization, please.
Yes, so I am in charge of all of our advocacy. So I really like to give parents an opportunity to share their stories of their children and be a voice and really make it uncomplicated and that it's not intimidating to meet with a local or a state or a federal elected official so that we can just raise awareness and use those stories, our journeys, in a way to change policy.
Now, you have seen a lot of children, and of course, the organization reaches out to these children, and I've got a whole list of things that the American Childhood Cancer Organization is willing to do for families and children. If you would, just kind of touch on some opportunities that are available to families around the country.
Yes, so we are so proud to be a part of our organization. We are the oldest and largest grassroots organization dedicated to childhood cancer in our country. And we really pride ourselves on being parent advocates. Several of us on staff are parents of children, as well as our board. And as I said, in advocacy, we try to be their voice, but we also try to provide resources, free resources to families that are really facing that critical moment where they're overwhelmed in hospitals, trying to figure out what the best thing to do for their child, feeling overwhelmed with information, and provide that in a way that is easy and streamlined and just to be a point of contact so that they can make decisions empowered with the best information. We also have medical play kits. Children are very intimidated by all of the things coming at them, doctors, nurses, central lines, ports, needles, surgeries, chemotherapy. And so the play kits really give them an opportunity to feel comfortable with all of those procedures. We have hero beads. I know my son had over 500 hero beads, and each bead symbolizes a different part in their journey. So if they had a bone marrow transplant or any type of medication, any type of port access, they can feel confident and they feel, I think, more in charge of what's going on with them. And it's really a symbol of the long journey that they have. It's one of my most prized possessions because it really reflects each challenge that he met head on. We are just really dedicated to doing anything that we can for parents and children and families that are going on this journey that they certainly didn't choose, but anything that we can do to help is what we're here to do.
Well, Jamie, if you followed the Mark White Show Facebook page at all, you'll see that there's lots of children that I try to follow and keep track of what's happening with them, and I stay in touch with their families and try to help however I can. And I appreciate the fact that the American Childhood Cancer Organization exists to do the same thing, because there's so much work to do, and there's a child each and every day that gets that diagnosis, and the family now faces a battle that's really an unknown to them.
Yes, it was so shocking to me. I had actually been a lobbyist working in cancer advocacy for about 10 years. When my son was diagnosed, I had never heard that childhood cancer is the number one cause of death by disease. And immediately, it was just so shocking. And to then learn that there is such a disparity between overall funding for adult cancer research versus childhood cancer research, we try not to focus on the percentage, but it's just true that over the past 20 or 30 years, hundreds of new drugs have been developed for adults, but only a handful for kids. And so we really try to advocate for more drug development for children diagnosed with cancer so that all children, regardless of their diagnosis, and my son had lymphoma, and he was given about 80% chance of survival at the very beginning, but we just so happened to have a neighbor, we didn't know them at the time, that lived down the street, whose daughter was diagnosed about the same time as Paxton, and we met at the Cincinnati Children's Hospital at the Ronald McDonald House, and she was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and they didn't have a good protocol for her, and so it's just really been part of my passion to just bring recognition to the fact that although we are seeing increased survival for some types of childhood cancer, we can't lose our sense of urgency because many children, there are no hopes for a cure, and that's just not acceptable in the United States of America. And so we were very involved with the passage of the Childhood Cancer STAR Act back this summer, passed in June. It stands for Survivorship, Treatment, Access, and Research. That'll be $30 million for each of the next 5 years. And we just have to continue to raise the point that children are not small adults, that chemotherapy made for adults cannot just be translated into improved cures for kids. And just ask the question, why not kids? Why are we not prioritizing children in our country to have access to the very latest in cures, immunotherapy, molecularly targeted treatments, so that children that do survive don't face a lifetime of late effects and issues from the toxicity of treatment.
Well, as you alluded to, there is a disproportionate amount of medications and new technologies coming out for adults versus children. Is there any explanation for that, Jamie?
Yes, there is. It's partially that there are fewer children diagnosed with cancer than adults. So in drug development, it's much harder to incentivize drug companies to invest in that type of drug research. And unfortunately, that's just what we're seeing, and the overall disparity with NCI and NIH funding for researchers, I think, plays into that. So we have a lot of challenges that exist, but part of what we're trying to do at ACCO is really empower state-level funding as well. I led a coalition of parents here in Kentucky that resulted in appropriation of $5 million. And so we're really trying to work with states to update their state cancer action plans. The Center for Disease Control mandates that each state have a cancer action plan that guides policy decisions in each state. But unfortunately, 29 states do not have any mention of childhood cancer. So I think that's another reason why we don't see more funding, because it's not being recognized at the state level either as a top priority. So we really hope to partner with advocates in all parts of the country, all states. We would love to hear from folks in Alabama to change your state cancer action plan and then hopefully get state-level funding to overcome the national disparity.
Okay, so Alabama is on that list of 29?
Yes.
Okay, well, we can take care of that. If you would also email me the list of the other states, I would appreciate it.
Absolutely, yes. We just really feel like this is a great thing to recognize, but also an opportunity to make progress in a way that's meaningful. We think it's really important that states reflect childhood cancer incidents that's actually being observed in the community. So increased surveillance that reveals potentially things that the National Cancer Registry data does not. For example, here I keep referring back to Kentucky, but with this expansion in funding, we have observed an 87% higher incidence of pediatric brain tumors in 40 counties in Kentucky than what we would expect to see in other parts of the state and nation. So now we can take action towards understanding why that's happening and hopefully come up with specific research to address that.
Absolutely. Well, Jamie, I appreciate your help and your good work that you're doing with the American Childhood Cancer Organization. And you tell that young man, that basketball player of yours, to keep practicing and working hard. He'll be successful.
Yes. One of his Christmas ads was tickets to the UK Auburn basketball game that's going to be here at home in Lexington in February. So I'm excited to surprise him with that, and we have some friends that are going to give him a courtside experience. So I think it's going to be a great day, and we really appreciate this opportunity. We would love to work with you all, establish a Founding Hope, a local affiliate there in Alabama, and it's been great to be on your show. Thank you for what you do to advocate and use your platform to raise awareness. I think it's really that grassroots approach and messaging that we have to have and connect and continue to work together.
Happy to do it. That's what life's about.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jamie, and I appreciate you. You're always welcome on the Mark White Show.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. And that was Jamie Bloyd. She is the Director of Government Relations and External Affairs with the American Childhood Cancer Organization. I will post their organization on my Facebook page. Check out the Mark White Show Facebook. I have a lot of different situations and people that I try to recognize and acknowledge on the Facebook page. I don't have enough time on the show to be able to recognize them all. But if you'll go to the Facebook page, I spend a lot of time trying to recognize these families, these children who are going through childhood cancer circumstances. So please go to the Mark White Show page, the Facebook page, and like it and follow it. We're getting close to 10,000 followers now. It's a big group of people who really want to help others, and that's what it's all about here at the Mark White Show. When we come back, I believe I have a few minutes that I can talk about Jerry Browning. I told his daughter that I would try to get that out there if I had time. I've got an interview with his daughter Vivian, and we're going to talk about Jerry Browning. He's been missing from Florence, Alabama since August the 1st. So when we come back, we're going to have that interview. And then we'll have Seth James later on in the program to talk about his wife, Jen. She recently passed away, leaves three children behind, and we want to recognize her. So stick with me. This is the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Tiffin Motor Homes is a proud sponsor of the Mark White Show. Tiffin Motor Homes has been in operation in Red Bay, Alabama since 1972. The family-owned business offers a wide variety of models to suit your needs, ranging from the 45 Zephyr
to the best-selling diesel coach on the market today, the Phaeton, to their latest exciting endeavor, the Wayfarer, built in Winfield, Alabama. Go to TiffinMotorHomes.com to find where your nearest dealership is located. Tiffin Motorhomes are made to move you. See your local dealer today.
Roughing it smoothly.
Traditions of Athens is independent living and assisted living. Maintenance-free, carefree living at its best. Located at 22171 Traditions Way in Athens, Alabama, you have to see it to believe it. Check them out at traditionsofathens.com or give them a call at 256-444-3255.
Come home to Traditions.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn and garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation so your crew can work quickly and safely in any environment. And now we're making it easier than ever to put a Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarnas in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna fleet program. You'll get professional results and the power to save. Visit Greens Dependable at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama, or give them a call at 256-331-023. Find them on Facebook at Greens Dependable Hardware.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never ever let you down.
Live this morning, I am talking to Mandy Harris, Vivian, and Caleb as well about Mr. Jerry Browning, who went missing from Florence, Alabama on August the 1st. We've got Vivian, his 14-year-old daughter, with us, and we also have Mandy, who requested that we bring some awareness to Jerry. Some other news outlets have done stories on Jerry as well. As long as he's missing, as long as we don't have Jerry with us, we need to get closure on this, and we need to find out what is going on with Jerry Browning and the situation. And, of course, you've got a 14-year-old daughter who wants to have her father back, and clearly you've got a community who is concerned about Jerry Browning. And if Jerry were listening right now, I would tell him to make contact with his daughter, make contact with whoever you feel comfortable with, and let them know where you're at. On this post, I have added Find Jerry Browning page, and I would encourage you all to go to that page and to like it and share posts that come through on Jerry Browning's page. Also, please share this video with others so that they can be aware of Jerry Browning's situation. And as I said before, he's missing from Florence, Alabama on August 1st. And I'd like to welcome to the program Mandy, Vivian, and Caleb. Welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you.
Thank you all for coming on. If you would, Mandy, give me a background of Jerry and the situation as you know it so that it helps others get an idea of possibly where he might be, what he might be doing, and get some idea to the listeners where they can help in this situation.
Okay. This is the only thing we know for sure. We know on August the 1st that he went to Eliza Coffey Memorial Hospital. He was in the ER, and he was released at 12:38 p.m., but he never signed the papers. He went to get a drink and never went back and signed the papers. And he was caught on the video camera at 1:18 p.m., and it said he was walking west. We've never been able to view that because it got prematurely erased, so we have no idea where he went from there. But we do know his phone pinged around ECM Hospital up until about 2 o'clock, and then the last ping was around 7 p.m. on the west side of Florence.
Okay.
And that's the last time his phone has pinged, period.
Okay. So he did have a cell phone on him, but He hasn't responded since that day. And that was August the 1st?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what help have you had from local law enforcement? I'm familiar with Lauderdale County Sheriff's Department being from Rogersville. Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with Sheriff Rick Singleton. What response have you had from law enforcement during this case?
I've been contacting Matt Horton. He's been the lead investigator. But whoever, he's been pretty, if someone contacts him, he's, you know, giving them all the information that they need.
Vivian would be considered the closest relative, correct?
Vivian and then his mother, which she has actually had another leg amputated.
Okay.
So she's got both of her legs amputated now. And she's fixing to move like 6 hours away into a nursing home.
Okay.
So...
Well, that it does fall on Vivian in a lot of ways. And if for a 14-year-old, I'm sorry that you have that burden on you. It's a lot to put on your shoulders, I understand, and emotionally and other ways, too. It's not just the emotional part, but there's a lot of other things that go into it, not having your dad around. Vivian, if you would share with me your relationship with your dad and let people kind of get an understanding of your desire to see him again.
We were really close when I was little, and...
It's okay. We're talking to 14-year-old Vivian, and her father, Jerry Browning, has been missing since August the 1st from Florence, Alabama. And what we're trying to do through the Mark White Show is bring awareness to this case. And obviously, for a 14-year-old girl, any age, really, if they're missing their father, it's going to hurt. I lost my dad 2 years ago to cancer. And so there is a connection you have between your father that nobody can ever replace that. And so your main goal, of course, is to find your dad. And what's the message you have to listeners to help you do that and accomplish that goal?
I just want, if anybody, like, knows anything or if he is, like, if he hears this or something, just let somebody know he's okay. Or, I don't know.
I know you've put out several videos, and I'm going to tell you, it's been touching to me to watch the videos that you've done to reach out to your dad. And obviously, we don't know what has happened to him because the last ping, as you said, was on August 1st. And so we don't know if he's around, if he's not. But the main thing is to get closure for the family and let Vivian have some peace knowing what has happened to Jerry. And I have seen the Find Jerry Browning page. And I believe there's just almost 700 people. I think there's 663 people right now. I feel like more people should be a part of that effort. The more sharing, the more liking the videos, that would help. Because you just don't know. That one person out there that has some information about Jerry may be listening right now. They may not be listening right now, but they may see the video because somebody shared it and then reaches out. What are some contact that we can make if somebody has information? Where do they need to turn to? Would you encourage them to call the Sheriff's Department, Matt Horton?
Absolutely.
And that number is 256-760-5757. That number again is 256-760-5757, and that is Matt Horton with the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Department. They are working the case, and we are talking about Find Jerry Browning. I encourage you to go over to that page. I have it posted here, so you can click on Find Jerry Browning, join the page. If you see something that you feel you can share with your friends and neighbors, then do that. I know that we have Vivian's boyfriend Caleb with us today, and as Mandy said earlier, this was something that Caleb wasn't expecting to be a part of, but you know, in life, when we have relationships, these things happen, and the main objective is to be supportive of the person that we care about. And I believe that that's what you're doing at this time. Caleb, if you would just share your concern that you obviously have for your girlfriend and Vivian in the loss of her father right now, not knowing where he is.
Like, no one should have to go through it. I would really wish someone reach out and ask her or just let her know if they find anything out. I don't think any kid should have to go through that.
I agree, Caleb. And, you know, y'all are both young people and dealing with something very, very major here in your life early on. And what doesn't make us weaker makes us stronger. And I want you to both know that through this, y'all can both become stronger people because of it. But ultimately, I want you to get closure on finding your dad, Jerry. I want you to be able to find out what you need to know. And that's what I'm trying to help today, like other places. And I'm hoping, too, maybe another news outlet says, hey, let's take another look at this. Maybe they've covered it already. But one time or two times, if the person's not found, it's not enough. And as long as we keep the word out there, then Jerry's not forgotten. It's real easy to let these people be forgotten. And I have an individual from Rogersville, Connie Ridgway. She was murdered 3 years ago in Rogersville. And I've been trying to help that family come to closure because the murderer hasn't been found. Well, if you don't stay on the radar, then people quickly forget about the name Connie Ridgway. But we just won't let them forget it. And I don't think that Mandy or Vivian or Caleb are going to let people forget the name Jerry Browning until there's closure, until they find where he is, what's happened to him. Is that correct, Vivian? So you're passionate about finding your father, and I know that. And I'm sorry that it's upsetting to you. I know that, you know, coming on the air on a radio show or television show or anything like that to talk to people about this is very difficult. But I want you to know that I appreciate the strength and the courage that you have to come on this show today and to talk about your dad. And I'm going to tell you, your dad would be proud that you're doing this for him. And that's something that you need to always remember, is that you're doing something that he would be proud of you about, okay? And this little girl right here just turned 5, and so this little girl will be 14, Lord willing, someday, and I hope that I'm around for her. And I hope that if something were to happen to me, that others would push and say, I want to find Mark White. And I hope that my little girl would do the same thing that you're doing now too, Vivian. And Caleb, I appreciate you being a supporter of Vivian. Yes. And Mandy, thank you for reaching out to me about this, because I want closure for Jerry too. And I know that you've got a lot of support and a lot of people around you to help to try to bring this about. And I'm just one vehicle of many. And so you keep reaching out to all the news outlets. Keep pushing. Find the local Courier Journal in Florence. I'm familiar with them. The Times Daily, 48, 19, 54. Any radio show you can find. Continue to press and to continue. Your passion will get you on those programs, and it will happen. And the more ways that you make this, the more opportunity we have to find Jerry.
And there's also, can I say, there's an anonymous tip line on the Find Jerry Browning page. You know, a lot of people don't want to talk to law enforcement, especially if they've got something going on that they don't need to bring to the law enforcement's attention. Sure. But there's an anonymous number on the Facebook page, the Find Jerry Browning, that you don't have to tell us who you are, anything. If you have any information whatsoever, you can remain anonymous.
Okay. Do you know that number offhand? If you don't, that's fine. I'll post it. I've seen it before.
Okay.
And I know that you can text as well.
You can, yes.
So there's a way that you can actually stay completely anonymous, yes. So you feel comfortable doing that. And Mandy brings up a good point. Not everybody wants to have their name brought out there for whatever reason. And that is an opportunity. I'll make sure that we post that on this post so that that's included. I'll go back and edit. But I thank you all for joining me this morning. Vivian, is there anything else you want to say to people out there that are trying to help find your father?
Just if you find anything, just please tell someone. Like, and if my dad's listening to this, just like, let someone know you're okay if you are. And yeah, that's really it.
And you know a lot of people care about you, right, Vivian? Have you figured that out yet? Okay. You got two people holding your hand right now. And they care about you a lot. And just remember that you've always got a support group. No matter what happens in this situation, obviously you've got support. So don't ever think that life is over or there's just no way out. You've got people to turn to. So always look to them for that comfort and that peace and that strength that they're going to give you as a group. Because we need people. We need others in our life to help us through major issues. So thank you all again for joining me. I appreciate those who have been tuning in through Facebook Live. I hope that you will join the Join Jerry Browning page. Once again, Jerry Browning was missing from Florence August the 1st. He left ECM Hospital, headed west. The last ping was on that day from his phone. Please join the page, and please share this video, share this post with others, and let them know about Jerry's situation. And please, let's try to find closure for Vivian and Mandy and Caleb and all those others who care about Jerry. And right now we have Seth James on the phone. Seth lost his wife Jen back on November 30th from complications that occurred from 2.5 weeks post-heart surgery. Obviously, this loss has had a devastating effect on the family. They have three kids, Ben, 15, Elijah, 14, and Mackenzie's 9 years old. The family is struggling with the loss of a mom and a wife and a loved one. And Seth, I welcome you to the Mark White Show this morning.
Mark, I appreciate it. First, I'd just like to say thank you for, you know, for having me and allowing, you know, me to share the story of a loving wife and a, you know, loving mother of three children.
Absolutely. Well, I attended the funeral and heard your comments about your wife and the special relationship that you had with her. If you would just share that with listeners, and though there's friends right now that are listening as well, and talk about Jen and your relationship with her.
Sure. You know, she was my sweetheart and everything for 19 years, and we did have a very, you know, good relationship, and, you know, we had three children, as you just said. You know, we've got two teenage boys and we've got a little girl who's nine, Mackenzie, and it's, you know, been a shock and a devastating loss, you know, to lose their mother at such a young age for them. And, you know, she was only 41 and, you know, got sick a couple months ago and from a bacterial infection, ended up getting the infection her heart, and she had to go through a double valve replacement, heart surgery, and just due to complications, you know, just didn't get the opportunity to fully recover from that. But you know, she was one that family was everything, and she changed my life forever. You know, I, even with this loss and this pain, I wouldn't change a thing. It was worth every, you know, minute and every memory I got to have with her over these years. You know, gave me three beautiful children, and, you know, having to, you know, help get them through this tough transition and just trying to be a strong father and a good influence to them and let them know I'm there for them, and been a lot of, you know, great support from family, friends, and loved ones, and, you know, it's a blessing to have that. But yeah, she was one of those that could light up a room with her smile, and, you know, was always always one that could brighten your day, and you know, was just a very loving mother. We had, like I said, we had two boys, and decided to try for a little girl, and we got her, and she couldn't have been happier. It's just you know, to me, it's a little Jennifer that I'll have for the rest of my life. So, you know, truly a blessing for that. And you know, but of course, it's like most, we, you know, weren't fully prepared for such an incident to take place, and, you know, now we've got to transition to coping with getting back on schedule, getting back to school for the kids, and,
right,
you know, me trying to transition with the, you know, two income, you know, parent household to just one, and, you know, we'll take it day by day, and just remember her for how loving she was and how much we loved her.
Well, and we're talking to Seth James. He's the husband of Jennifer Jocelyn James from Limestone County. They have three children, Ben, Elijah, and Mackenzie. They all wrote letters to their mom that were read at the funeral by a very special relative of yours who started the fundraiser for Jennifer and your family. And I know it's been a difficult time. Let's talk a little bit about Erin and how she's helped through fundraising for the family.
Yes, you know, my sister Erin has been a tremendous help, and happy to have her. Not, you know, she helped set up a GoFundMe page to, you know, help the family, you know, me and the children, be able to bear the cost of funeral expenses and, you know, burial, and then just with Christmas coming on, you know, to make sure the kids, you know, were able to have the best Christmas they could with their mom not being here. So she helped set up a page, and we've had a lot of great support on that with people sharing on Facebook. And, you know, it's listed under the family of Jennifer Joslyn James. So if you, you know, did want to be able to look it up, you can, you know, search by that name, and you'll find that fundraiser to help me and the kids, you know, like I said, during this transition and this period of loss, and try to make it a little bit easier where we don't have to stress so much about the financial side of things.
Sure, and that GoFundMe is GoFundMe.com/the family of Jennifer Joslyn James, and you need to put a hyphen between each word, the family of Jennifer Joslyn James, J-O-S-L-I-N, Joslyn, and go to that GoFundMe page, share it, donate if you can. I actually am a partner with Early Works Family of Museums over in Huntsville, Seth, and they give me passes to send people to Early Works. I'm not sure how Ben and Elijah will necessarily enjoy it. They're a little bit older, but I've got a family four-pack to go to the Early Works Family Museums if you'd like to take them. And for Mackenzie, I have two passes for you to take her to Santa's Village if you'd like to do that and go see Santa Claus.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We would greatly appreciate that, Mark. You know, just anything that I can do as a father, you know, to help them in this time, and, you know, give them something to smile about, and, you know, create new memories.
Absolutely. Well, Seth, I appreciate you taking time to talk to me today and honoring your wife. This is what it's about, the legacy of Jennifer James and the love that she had for you and for your children, Ben, Elijah, and Mackenzie. And just know that the Mark White Show is here to help however I can, Seth. And I appreciate you joining me today.
Mark, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, Seth, we'll be in touch and talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, buddy. And that was Seth James. He is the husband of Jennifer James, who passed away November 30th after complications from heart surgery. I hope you'll go to the GoFundMe page. I'll share it on the Mark White Show Facebook page. Just go ahead and like the page. You'll see so many different stories and ways that you can help, and I hope that it is an encouragement to you and that will inspire you. You have been listening to the Mark White Show. I hope you join me next week. I am your host, Mark White. Suzanne's Bakery and Eatery has now been serving up fresh baked items to Athens and North Alabama for over 12 years. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
Since 1930, McCleary Tire in Athens has been your one-stop, on-the-spot auto service headquarters. I'm going to let my friend Casey Harbin tell you all about it.
We do undercar stuff, tires of all kinds, commercial, implement, lawn and garden. We do all kind of chassis work, front end alignments, shocks, struts, bearings, oil changes. We do air conditioning work, starters, alternators, tune-ups, engines, transmissions. We do it all.
Located at 611 East Hobbs Street in Athens. Give them a call at 256-232-2630.
Where the rubber meets the road.
All it takes is a point of light, a ray of hope in the darkest night. If you see what's wrong and you see what's wrong and you try